You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tainus Sipur. And the din is like this. The Gemara says that when you daven on any tainus, you say aneinu. Aneinu, Hashem Akeinu, right, and so forth. Kivitzar, G'day L'Anaknu. So you say aneinu, Shmat, Shemet Fila. Shir Tzibah says the morning is a bracha, but... Okay, so now, later on we'll talk about when you say aneinu. But that's the din. Ben Yochid, Shekibel of Tainus. The person Stam decides today, by Mincha, that tomorrow I'm going to fast. Why? There's a lot of reasons to fast. A lot of tzaras, Nebuchadnezzar. Shulchan Aruch says, really, a person should fast every Monday and Thursday. I want to get it. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, every Monday and Thursday, a person should really fast. Most of us can't do it, right? I guess everybody here. So I want to give, but it says certain things to be Menea, Monday and Thursdays. Why Monday and Thursdays? But so a person wants to be Menea. He sees Rechman's son, there's a lot of tzaras of Klaisol. So he's Makabal his own. So tomorrow's a tainus for him. He has to be Makabal. He says, Onenu and Shemet Fila. Ben Yochad Mespal Matzibur Tainus Sibur. Or Yochad is Davening. V'chein Shri Yotzibur. And Babel Vaza. Yochad Am Shemet Fila. Okay. That's the din. You say, now. Kosov Achai. Zokta Be'aloch. It's in the middle of a Be'aloch. Two. Kosov Achai Yodim. Yochad She'enu Mesana. He's not Davening. Fasting. Right? It's, let's say, Shavasa B'Tamas next Sunday. And he's not fast, he's sick, whatever it is, right? A woman that expecting, a woman that's a Mianekis, there are Shitas in the Poiskim, a Mianekis, the Marsham is Mekel, if you ask a Chassidus Rav, a Mianekis means any time that a woman could be Muberes, that a woman still in the child, what?
Child-bearing
age. She's still in that day. The Poiskim say, Mianekis means, not that she's Lamaisa nursing, it's 2 years. There's a lot of coolers, but the women are makel, right? He could still say aneinu, right? Because it's a pashas, it's a yom tainus. You shouldn't say yom tainus seinu, right? You should say yom tainus sibazeh. So Chayadam says that if a person next week is not fasting, he says aneinu. At kan l'shoyna. Right, he brings a b'shem bach u'b'maimer Mordechai. It's a sefer on Arachaim. Hisig al zeh. He says, "What do you mean? How can he say it's not his tainus? He's not first." V'dvarav nechoinim, and he's correct. The yochid she'enu misana ain loy ma'aneinu b'shem panim. Mishabu doesn't say exactly what he's, but he agrees. He says that the yochid doesn't say aneinu if he's not fasting, even though it's a yom, it's a tzib. Okay, fine. That's the Mishabu zachra. Now let's look at the next halacha. Nadar lis anes yom zeh v'shochach v'achad. Let's say a person says like this: he made a neder that I'm going to fast Monday. Tomorrow's the what? The twelfth of Tammuz, and he's not accepted upon himself to fast tomorrow. And then in the middle of the day, by mistake, he takes a coffee. He's used to taking coffee lunchtime. He took a coffee. Oy vey, what I do? I'm supposed to be fasting. Mashlim tanisa. See, he finishes off. It doesn't mean I already ate mashlim tanisa. So what? So he made a mistake. Somebody will eat on Yom Kippur. What's the din? He continues the fast, right? That's what you would say. V'u din im hayatainis chalayim. Right? Let's say you had a bad dream last night, and that you don't need a kabbalah. That's automatic. So Sunday he fasts because he had a terrible dream. Tzemach Tzedek says 200 years ago that nowadays we don't usually do tainis chalayim. He says, because we see so many crazy things, it's no pella a person could have such crazy dreams. That's 200 years ago. Amevin Yavin. V'hu adin im haya tainus chalayim. Oy shahaya tainus tzibur. Tainus tzibur. It's Shavasa B'tamas. He's fasting. And a tainus tzibur. The tzibur decided it's not raining in Eretz Yisrael, Rahman al-Tzlan. So they make sometimes tainus tzibur. Whatever. Oy shahaya yayim yedua loy lasana. Yayim shemez b'av a person. Right, Shulchan Aruch says, really, you should fast on a yard site, or we make them nowadays, or half a day, right? But to a kuponim, it says, it's a Gemara, Yom Shemeks Ba'aviv, or Rabbi, or Imai, so a person should fast. So he has a yard site on this date, so he fasts, and then in the middle of the day, he forgot he ate. So Shulchan Aruch says, he keeps not eating. Let's say a guy, Stam said, he said, you know, I take upon myself to fast 2 days this month. Okay, well, 2 days. So today's like a good day to fast. It's a cool day, not so hot. I have an air conditioner, so I'll fast. And in the middle of the day, he forgets and he drinks a coffee. Oh, that's different. Why? The Ochel Kazayas, that's a schmooze by itself, why this year is Kazayas. Okay, you would say it's Kesevis, but we'll leave that right now. Ibet Tanisa, he lost his Tainus. V'chayv lots of Yaymacha. In other words, since today didn't have to be the day, the other cases is it's his father's yard side, it's this day is Makabah, it's the Tainus Cholom. Over here was Makabah a day. Ah, so you already ate, so go pick another day. Okay? That's the Makabah. Okay, fine. Now, Zok the Mishabura, who are the Tainus Tzibah? Nira, the Tainus Tzibah. It seems to be like this. Afapi sha'achal. Let's say a person ate on a Tainus Tzibah. Yochol loymar anenu. He could still say anenu. In other words, it was Shavasa Batamas, let's say, and he was Makabo, and he's supposed to fast, and he ate by mistake. Yochol loymar anenu. He could say anenu. Bitfilasa. The Shaykh Loima Neinu Biyayim Tzayim Atayinus Azeh Kimoishu Tiknu Chacham L'Sam, because he's supposed to fast the day. He didn't fast a full day, but doesn't matter. Even though he ate, but it's a Yom Tainus. Ukedeleil Simitov Kuf Samachay. Avim Hu Tainus Yochid. Same thing. Let's say he was Makabal on himself, or Yom Shemeiz Ba'ovid. Afu Bishim Chuv L'Hashem, even though I said he's Mechuv L'Hashem. Kol Sha'acha Kashir Shahoyim Ma'abit Tanisa Fi Eidek Azayas. That he doesn't have the complete tainus. If he wouldn't have made the neder this day, it's for days. Lo yamar neder nahar shol. But the mishmur is mechalik, and as a mishmur is mechalik between a tainus tzibur and a tainus yochid. That even though he fasts the rest of the day, whether he says a name.
So the tainus yochid, does it include their tainus chalom and tainus yortzai?
And tainus yortzai, right? That means excepted this specific day.
Different those of you who came to you without your actions. You don't have a choice
now,
your father, your mother.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But Lamais is, it's not a, you can't say today's a tainus. Today's your tainus, but you're not fasting. So first of all, you have to understand what does it mean. It's not a tainus, but he's still fasting. We'll see. Secondly is, the felt asks, it's the Charistir and Mishaburas. In two, Mishaburas Machriya, like the Maimon Mordechai, that even on the Tainus Tzibah, you don't say a Neinu. And over here he says, you do say a Neinu on the Tainus Tzibah. Here, nothing. Right? It seems to be a steer in Mishabur. And Bi'alacha, he seems to say that you don't say a Neinu. Not he seems, he says you don't say a Neinu, even on the Tainus Tzibah. Over here he says a Tainus Tzibah, you could say a Neinu.
Why are you saying it that it's not the Tainus? He made him a Shabbos.
Right. Okay.
It's
still a time. So what's it? In number two, what does it mean? The good Yochid Shein Misana. What does it mean? Is that Misana?
If it's his own
tinus. No, he's talking about the tzibur. That's why he says. That's why the first sheet the Chayadim says you could say because it's a tinus tzibur. Mm-hmm. So it's both a tinus tzibur. You're right. So
that's
what's the difference?
But is
it? Oh. So what Chaim is saying is over here he forgot and over here he can't. What's the difference? Over here he can't fast. The Maisa is, what do you mean he can't fast? He's a diabetic, Rahman Aslan. So how much does diabetic have to eat on one guy's a diabetic here? So one time Yom Kippur was Chal Shabbos, he asked me if he should make a chalent. I said, I don't think that's what you're mukhoy have to do. You eat what you have to eat. That's it. I don't know how much a diabetic Chmanat son has to eat, but he has to eat. Could be this diabetic ate less than the person in the other halacha ate. What's the difference? You're right. That's the difference. Oh, so we'll say over a story with Reb Chaim Briska. The story is not printed in the stencil, but in the stencil says that. And it's known it was a Maisa Shahoya. The form that say stories Reb Chaim says, but it's a one-liner in the stencil. What's that? Take a look in number 5. Shulchan Aruch in Aruchayim in Tisha B'Av Tavkuf Nun Dalet. Ubreis Umeinikos. Right? A woman that's expecting, and a woman that's nursing. Mes'anus B'Tisha B'Av Kedesh Mas'anus Mashim B'Zim Kippur. Aval B'Gimel Tzaymas Achayim. But the other three Tzaymas, meaning Shavasa B'Tamas, Asar B'Tavis, and Tzaym Gedalia, P'turim or P'turois, Milis Anais. Departed from the Sanais. Va'afa Pikain, still Roy Shaloy Tachlalu Nasanik B'Michael Misha. Because she's fasting doesn't mean she'd have an ice cream pie, a chlesla, what do you call it, the milkshake, whatever. Elakadei kiyum of life, which needs to have to be kind of life. Same thing. Chaya, a woman who just gave birth, kol shleishim yaim, v'chein choyle shutzach lechol, ein tzach oimid. You don't have to start making cheshbon. See, I'm kidding, you make cheshbon. These people are not sick. It's not a sakana. Sakana, a person's sakana. All of a sudden, in the middle of Yom Kippur, something happens, you see. So you've had to give to eat. But these people are fine. They're fine right now. They don't eat because they just ate supper. But you know that if they don't eat, they might leave. Like a diabetic. Diabetic is fine, right? But just if Phil won't eat for 24 hours, he won't take whatever it is. So he has to eat. So he's not in a sakana. He might get into sakana. So that you usually, you allow them to eat. But you give them a little amount. Over here, you don't have to, as soon as you see he's sick, you tell him, listen, you eat. Now again, it's different. Yom Kippur has to be sakana, good. So you have to listen. But the other taneis doesn't have to be sakana, it's choyli. It's sickness, because they're a bon. So the Lashon Mechab is the Mamakam choyli l'gazur bon, which is Lashon, the Ramban, the Ran, the Tur, Mamakam choyli l'gazur don. Okay? Whatever the Ramah says, Miu Negan San Kozma Shem Tzagodl, but again, as I told you before, many poskim nowadays are mekel for this and this, but that you have to ask. But what does it say over here? So Reb Chaim said, what was the maisa? A guy came to Reb Chaim and he said, the doctor told him he can't fast on, let's say, Shivasa Batamas. He said, I'm not listening to the doctor. I'm not listening. I fasted all my life. It's not a sakana. I'll get me shvach. The next few days I'm not being able to go to work. I don't make money anyway. I'm going to do it. So Chaim said, gesund to hate, but you're not gaining anything because you're potter from fasting. If you're potter, you know, you want to be mekayim a mitzvah fasting, but the doctor says you shouldn't fast. So it's not the pshat, you're chayv to fast, but because you're sick, you're allowed to do an issa. So eat chazah, there's no mitzvah on you to fast. You don't gain anything by not listening to that. If the doctor said you can't fast, you shouldn't fast because you'll get sick. It's enough of sickness. The Chazal felt that's a choylish amasana. You're not being mekayem mitzvah. Why? B'makom choylish l'gazor bon. Not a pshat. It's a fast for you. It's not a fast for you. Therefore, it's not a fast. There's no point of you fasting. That's Reb Chaim's famous psak. So in Stencil it says, Reb Chaim said, B'makom choylish l'gazor bon is the pshat. Not that you're allowed to eat, but you are potter from eating. Those are the words used. Potter from fasting. But that was the Maisa Shoya. Oh, so Mele, what? Oh, so Mele, well, yeah, good, what I'm saying. In the Alacha, the first Alacha of the Be'er Alacha, the person is sick. He's eating because he's sick. How much does he eat? This guy Stam eats one meal a day. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau. You heard of him? I know Rabbi Chayin Echiyu did. Shlomi, you heard of probably. So Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau was a balabas in Varsha. He sat in a room 16 years, did not daven with a minyan, don't take it, l'halacha maisa. He had a window next to the shul where on Rosh Hashanah he heard the tekiyas. He didn't even go out for Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Kippur was only time. He sat 16 years and wrote a magnum opus called Rapsadja Goyen. Rapsadja Goyen is about one page. It's a poem, Tariq Mitzvahs. He wrote a few thousand pages on it. Three giant volumes. So I was by Reb Yonason right after Pesach. So he told me that the Rashivas at Tzav Rav Hutna got a gift from him. He gave him a gift. He lived in Yerushalayim Seif Yamav. And he gave him a gift. He saw his big Eloy, a Bachar, and he gave him the gift. And he showed me Reb Yonason. Then the third volume is talking much smaller. He says in the third volume, he says, I lost my business. I went there. So it was very hard. It wasn't as easy to learn as before. And I couldn't be mechadish when I had money. Interesting. He's a person who obviously 16 years put away. So B'Seif Yamav, he came to Yerushalayim. He walked into Reb Chaim Zonnefeld's shul. Now remember, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, right, when he once saw a picture of himself, he once walking up the stairs, it was a mirror, and he saw a reflection of himself, he told the person, who's that Eilik Yid? He didn't know it was himself. So he didn't look at pictures, and those days didn't have pictures. As soon as Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau walked in, and Reb Chaim Zonnefeld came from Hungary, and he lived in Shlom, he was from Poland, he made him sit up front, take a seat, and he said, Rabbi Yochum Fishel, what can we do for you? So he says, I need a place to sleep. I need a bed, not a... and one meal a day. He was in his high 70s. I need one meal a day. That's all I need to. And Kachav, he got Nashim Tzidkonis to cook him one meal a day, and he was Kasher, Mendel Kasher, was knew him from Varsha. So he writes that when he was nifted in the 30s, 38, 37, I remember, I'd met people that got brachas from him. So he saw Sunday. He says, "What are you doing?" He says, "My father was Nifta. He had a huge library. I saw his library. It's in Yerushalayim. I don't think there's a safe that doesn't have his notes on it. It's unbelievable." So he said to him, I tried to sell the Svarim to you, but you know the Yerushalmis, they try to get bargains. Nobody wants to give me the money. He says, "How much are you looking for?" He says, "This much." Kasha said he didn't have a penny in his name. He went around borrowing from people. He bought the library. Had he gone back to Poland, his whole library would have been destroyed. So years after, in Nanoam, the journal, he used to print things.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's not a nice story. He ate one meal a day. So you got a guy here who's sick, and he eats one meal a day. That's what he needs. He says, right? The other guy, by mistake, ate. He ate a good gun's good. But the difference is, the guy who's sick is potter from first in Kota Pchaim. You can't say a name, it's not a first day for you. The guy who ate, like Reb Chaim said, he says, well, okay, he ate, but it's a tainus, like you were saying. It is a tainus. What do you mean? It's your tainus. You just ate, but you still got to eat. That's how some want to answer the Mishnah Berurah. But again, it's going with Reb Chaim's side that if a person's sick on a tainus seber, and it's not Yom Kippur, is not that way. Yom Kippur, you're not potter, right? Because the het of Yom Kippur is one heter. Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is a het and kol atar kula. That's tchuy, it's not hutra. The raya is that if a person is sick, we say to him, okay, eat the lesser issa. Eat this, eat that. Okay.
And that guy could still say a name.
Yes, that's the pshat. So Mishnah Berurah says he could say a nenu because it's a guy who forgot. He's chayv to first. Like Tuli said, that the pshat is that he's still called tain siva. But the other one, he says he's a person who's sick. That's what Chaim's vart, but makom choy l'gazer abon. Okay, that's a nice vart. Shulchan Aruch Chaim, yesh mi she'emer. She'ein oimed likas, you have a tainus tzibur, she'am nehepach lasa simcha. So ein oimed, so you're reading the Torah, she'ein oimed likas b'tayr b'tainus tzibur mishul osana. You can't give someone an aliyah if he's not fasting. Let's say you only have one koyin. Vima koyin enemus, and he's not fasting. Yeitza koyin b'beis haknes v'oimed likas b'tayr Yisrael Amasana. You give it to a different person. And a chanami, you tell the kohen to leave. In other words, you can only get an aliyah if you're fasting. You're not, because otherwise you're not chayv in the land. Okay. Zok techsam sefer. Chuvus cham sefer. B'yayim tishubav. Tov, okay, so here we have tishubav. Okay. Tov kuf ayin aleph. That's, we'll make it 1811, right? 100, let's make sure, right. 1811, right? That's 200, wow. It's 205 years ago. Hichleisi, I keep thinking we're in 1900s, right? Hichleisi v'utzrachti lishtois b'avaneser. I got sick and I had to drink. V'hearti b'daiti. So I started thinking. Im yishaluni talmidim, right? So I'm safe. Yedua had the biggest yeshiva in Hungary, maybe the biggest yeshiva in the world at that time. Im yishaluni talmidim mispalum b'beis ha-medjish. She b'beis. He had a beis medjish in his house. I'm not familiar with that. Ha'im yikruuni la'alois oisi yosef to'el mincha, right? If they're going to call me mincha time for an aliyah, you hear? By says they used to call him all the time. B'kriyas v'yachal, ma'ashulam, what am I going to tell him? What do you mean, what are you going to tell him? It just says, Shechon, he can't get an aliyah. So I skipped over in middle. But in there he says like this. He says, this halacha, he said, not so simple. Man, what's the difference if you're fasting, not fasting? There's a chiv to read that day. Okay, he says, no, you know what I hold? The Shoresh of the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch number 6 is a Marik, Beis Yosef, Ela Beis Hei. Over there, the Tshuvas talk about Beis Hei. They used to fast after Pesach Kiyadua and after Sukkot, what we call Bahab, Beis Hei Beis, because maybe Mitoch Simcha Sachag, we did something wrong. Basically, is that what was the thing we did wrong? The thing we did wrong was this thing that we unfortunately do every Shabbos by Kiddush. Mixed genders together by a Kiddush. It's usually, it's the same thing. That's what they were afraid about. Right? The Gemara says they used to make jugs by the drushes, the men and the women should be separate, they shouldn't govern together. Maybe through the drinking you got a little and you went to the women's section. And that, Zoktais is Neuginless Anais Beis Hei Beis. I know it's basically the regular Kiddush that we have every Shabbos, we do that all the time. Like upon him, something to think about. So, or at least I mentioned to you, Rav, that maybe we could do something better. So, Misha Ein Vesana Ein Etzos, he says like this, Beis Hei Beis is not a Chiyav, it's a Minig. So a person wants to fast it, so what happened? They used to have 10 people fasting Taka, that's what we make a Misha Beirach, and if they had 10 people, now it's a soul, you can find that, I know in America, but they Taka have, you go to Zichron Moshe, there's signs over there that there's going to be a minion for Bahab, and they're going to read Vayachal. Erev Yom Kippur Katan, people fast, they have Vayachal, they read from the Sefer Torah. Says the Chassam Sefer, he says, over there, the Vayachal is, because these 10 people created a tiny Tzibur. You're not fasting, you're not creating a tiny Tzibur, right? He says, my Shaita the creates Vayachal, what is it Shaykh to him? Right? Since you're not chayv. Masha Enkin B'Tishabav, on Tishabav, is Beitarti L'mal Yusa. So here, Rabbi Zvi's right, Tishabav is a little different. Chada, so it's like this. This is the get all. V'chi achoyla einu mechuyav b'davar atayinus v'einu mesanabai. Like you said, Abtuli, that a person's eats on Yom Kippur, he doesn't have a chi of tainus? Einu mesanabai. Lohu t'lo k'day tzoch achiyusa. All you're allowed to do is eat as much as you need. V'im dailo b'shtia, if it's enough the doctor say, listen, all you have to do is drink that day, because this person, Rahman dehydrates, right? A hot summer day dehydrates. So you drink water, right? Chazay Nish Yaduha. Somebody once came to the Chazay Nish and he says, if he goes to shul, the doctor says he's not going to be able to fast, right? He's going to, so the Chazay Nish says, stay in bed the whole Yom Kippur. I mean, that's the chiv to fast. That's what you got to do, right? He says, so don't go to shul. V'im dailo b'achilo pamachas, if it's enough to him to eat one meal, one time, lo yachal beis pamim. V'lo yosem ha-shatzach. V'gam shari nuyim. And Tisha, v'im eina tzarech lina licha tzisach. Right? This person, he has to eat, but doesn't mean he can put on shoes. Doesn't mean he can take a shower. So vada he's chayv in the face. Nim tzashu mis'ane u'mechuyog v'dover. Beis hei beis. Shad is, you want to fast Beis Hei Beis, but you can't, you're too shrach, so you're not fasting Beis Hei Beis. It's out of tainus. What are you reading from the Torah? That's where the Machab is telling us you can't get an Aliyah. But Tisha B'Av, says the Chassam Sefer, why couldn't you get an Aliyah? Ha Chada, that's one reason. That's one thing. Okay? Now, before you look, don't look weiter. What's one difference, Tisha B'Av and other? We're busy, I'm putting it here because you don't want to mention it. What's one difference between Tisha B'Av and other Taneisim? Void achaz. Afilu huta b'chol na. I think some easy say, b'chol makam Tisha B'Av, yayim ushin eschai b'kriya satayra, shachos amincha afilu, mi she'enem esana ba lo yatsam ka achi v'anal. V'yuma kagarm. See, that. So I didn't expect you to say. He says that the other times, the Taneisim you fast, is because it's a tainus. So, and a fast. You read a Torah because it's a tainus. Tisha, why? Because you're fasting. But Tisha B'Av, you read because, just like you read on Shabbos and Yom Tov, such a chiddush to me. He says he puts it in a different category. That Tisha B'Av, the reason you read the Torah is because there's a din, or maybe because it's going to be a mayid one day, I don't know. Even though you read Ve'achal, right? You read things that have to do with the tainus. But good, you can read anything technically on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We have minhagim from the Gemara. V'yuma kagarim, haga atzucha. Misha mesana tainus chol b'Shabbos Yom Tov. Chilo yikar b'tayra lo yinik chol dina Shabbos Yom Tov. Ki yoyim agarim v'lo tay b'simchas achila v'shtia. I don't hear the tzushim. V'achinayim tisha b'av yoyim mu'ad de peronesu. It's a yoyim mu'ad mayid, mayid de peronesu. V'afila ayinim esan b'am mekom ha-kachayim v'kuyas yam. Not sure why he's mechalik in Tisha B'Av, but he's tying Tisha B'Av, you have to read the Torah. Oh, v'hashta, now, l'fi tam zeh achon, according to this, lo mi boi shiyochol ala se Torah likros b'min yasar mesanim, aval el afil tzi b'shem esan klal. He says, let's say you're in shul, and it's Tisha B'Av, and everybody, achman atzlan, the whole town has to eat, because there's what the Paiskim call choyli ra, I don't know how you pronounce it in English. Cholera. What?
In a nursing
home. Yes, true. Right, in a nursing home. Right, you don't have to go. She'enim asylum klam. No, you don't have a minion. Kugon shikulam ksira marie. They have all kinds. Obali bris betishabav. Shenitcha. For some reason, usually you don't have time, but let's say you do. Makom makom kairin v'yachal b'mincha diyam yishuschay b'kriya. He says you still read it. But his timing is you have to read it because you have to read it. So he says there's no shaila by me. So the Tam Sefer says two things. The second is he holds you got to read the Torah because you got to read the Torah. But the first one he says is because you are fasting. That means he's clear saying not like a Chaim. He says I don't care if it's if you're a chayla. A chayla is a pshat. You can go ahead and eat because you're a chayla, but you're still chayv in the fast. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, so if it's different Kabbalah,
but Tam Sefer is fair because the Navi says, some are Revi, some are Chamishi. There's no delineation or discrimination.
Yeah, well, what's the difference? Seems to call because it's a, I don't know. Yeah. But more the first one, you see, clearly, not like a Chaim. It's not a Pshat. Chaim Taina, that if you're sick, there's no Tainas, you don't have a Tainas. He's saying that it's not true. There's a tainus. You're just allowed to eat in order to, because you're sick. But you're allowed to eat not to be sick. What? Yeah, that's a different thing that we did last year. But that's a veilus. Yeah, but you don't lane because of veilus. No din of laning in a base oval. So let's go to Rav Kivega for a second. Look at this, Rav Kivega, number 8. Nistapakti. V'uv the heavy. It was a Meister Shoya. Mishahaya Mutal Eres Dvai. Right? That's a Pasuk. Someone was on his deathbed, as we said. It doesn't mean he can't get out of bed. It means he's dying. Rachman Atzlan. Bisakonos Mavis. Vareifet Siva Lalechel B'Yom Kippur. So he had to eat on Yom Kippur. Vahoya Mispalim B'Chidra. They were davening in his room. Vikaro Oysela Teira. They gave him an Aliyah. Loines Tapakti B'Zevet Tzivisil. I guess they asked him. He says they said they called him up. And he said Tzivisil Lalechel. I said he can go up. Vadi should go up. Ki b'pshuta kriya b'yam kippurim machmas kedusha sayayim. It's because of kedusha sayayim. Kimo b'shay yomtev v'shabbos. Just like you read on every... It's yomtev you read because it's yomtev. Shabbos you read for Shabbos. Yom kippur you read because it's yom kippur. So what's the difference between fasting and not fasting? Right? That Allah and Shulchan Aruch is only if you're laning because of the fast. He says like this. Acha yireitzim likroi sayisik ha'mimincha. Because he was once on dying and they wanted to give him aliyah, they want to call him up by mincha too. Oh, by mincha. Bezen is the pakti. That I wasn't sure. Im kriya satayr be mincha. Heavy mishum tain. When do we lay in mincha? We never lay in mincha except Shabbos. Yom Tov you don't lay in mincha. And a tainus. The reading of mincha by Yom Kippur, what is it because of? Is it because of tainus? Or is it because Shabbos Shabbos and it's a special day? He says, "In kriyas atar mincha mishum tainis al bishar tainesim tainis koyrim veyachal yom kippur koyrim beparshas arayis." It's negay yom kippur, right? Because the people on shul, the women on shul, so you shouldn't be nesarv again. Vim kenei mesana en yochel alois. So is it because it's a tainis and if you don't fast, the Chassam Sofer would not agree with this. He said, "What's the difference between not fasting?" Doesn't matter. It's only by base a base. Okay. Oy degam kriya zu machmas kedusha seyem. Likos gam mincha kaboy b'shabbos. V'yochol gam einu mesana lalos v'tzolchin aliyah. So Kiveg is mesopik. Right? Anybody a balkoira here? Rabbeinuch, you know, balkoira? You didn't do that in your... What niggun do we read?
On
Yom Kippur.
In the morning you read the Yom
Tov,
and in the afternoon you read the regular.
Which is what?
Like we read Shabbos afternoon. Like
some have a minhag to read it like a tainus. So it depends really, it sounds like it's that's the shayla.
Like
what? You know, v'yecha, I don't know, somebody has it.
The same thing.
The
same thing
as the
tainus in the morning. Same thing.
Tainus is like Shabbos?
Same regular.
Aha, so what's Yom Tov is different?
The morning one is Yom Tov no Roim.
Ah, okay, fine. Okay, so I mean, so that, okay, so why? So why? Why is the difference? Why shouldn't it be? If it's a Yom Kippur, then you should read it like Yom Kippur. That's what, okay. But a kaponim, that's what Kivega Shabbos. So first, okay, if you don't mind, after this, we'll do this next week too. We'll finish up. But Akoponim, the Chassam, you see, first of all, Kivega holds not at all like the Chassam Sefer. He holds you don't get an Aliyah no matter what. Now, first of all, you have to understand. So you all assume that if a person is fasting on Yom Kippur, is eating on Yom Kippur, he can't eat once he finished eating. Can anybody prove that to me? How do you know that? Because that's what you heard, right? In other words, if a person ate on Yom Kippur, what's the din?
Continue fasting.
What?
You don't eat
afterwards. How do you know that? Huh? So Be'emesin is like this. In Sefer Kappas Tmarim, the Sefer Yom Tosefes Yom Kippur, the Baal Kappas Tmarim in his Sefer on the 8th Perek has the following Shaila. If a cotton becomes a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippurim, right? It becomes a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur. How does it become a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippurim? Like the shitas that you become bar mitzvah. If a person's born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we hold like this. We hold a person's born, let's say today's Yud Aleph Tammuz. So someone's born Yud Aleph Tammuz, his birthday is Yud Aleph Tammuz. We call it Shleishesre V'yei Mechach. It's true. He lived 13 years plus a day. So he becomes bar mitzvah after 13 years. How do you have 13 years? From Yud Aleph Tammuz to Yud Tammuz is 1 year, and so forth and so on. I, who was born 4 in the afternoon, good. So the first day, even though we only had 3 hours on that day, 4 hours on that day, that's called the first day. And then afterward, that's a year, 2 years, 3 years, and becomes 13. Not all the Rishayim hold that way. The Bahag, other Rishayim hold that it goes to the moment. What do? Most of us are Mekel. What do you mean Mekel? If a kid is born 4 in the afternoon and his bar mitzvah's on Shabbos, we give him an aliyah on Shabbos. Certain, I think, Bells does not. They're machmeh. If a kid's born 4 in the afternoon, they will not give him an aliyah in the morning because he's not a gadol yet. And for other things too. They will not allow him to bench and so forth. So he says, according to those shittas, what's this? So if Kivega says, if Kivega wrote a ghost, which is a big askama that he learned through the Sefer Kappas Tmarim, and he writes at the bottom of the Sefer, he says, L'maisis negel halacha. A kid is 13 on Yom Kippur, but 2 Cyrus come out in the middle of the day. So he's a cotton, the beginning of Yom Kippur, and he doesn't become a gadol to the middle. He doesn't have 2 Cyrus. We know that 13 is not enough. You need 13 plus 2 Cyrus. This kid knows he didn't have 2 Cyrus. In the middle of the day, 2 Cyrus came out. Zok the Kappas Tmarim, is he mechuyev to fast? Yeah. Is he mechuyev to fast? Why? What's the mitzvah fasting? Maybe the mitzvah fasting is 24 hours. To fast 24 hours. When you fast 24 hours, you makam mitzvah. If you're only mechayiv in 12 hours, that's not called. If you're only mechayiv in 12 hours, that's not called a fast.
So then it'll come out that if the rabbanon on a regular fast would be more machmer than Yom Kippur because of.
Because it says you do fast. Also. But Shulchan Aruch says not that way. It says that if somebody ate, right? So what happens? He stops. Right? And he's mashlum tanisa. What does he have to be mashlum tanisa for? If Yom Kippur, he could keep eating. So Taras is about you're right. Yom Kippur, you don't keep eating. The Kappas Tmarim, Shaila is, but you have to be chayv in all 24 hours.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.